You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So because of the World Cup, you guys can imagine the Kansas City, Missouri police officers are literally scattered all over the metropolitan area, as they should be. And that's one of the issues we're having, trying to get information relayed back from Independence. But what else happened during the break, Sam?
So we brought to you the breaking news update that the manhunt for Oscar Sanchez Munoz, who has been on the run for 8 days since he drove down I-670 and I-70, firing his gun at multiple vehicles. He was also tied to a June 11th shooting. They have found a body in the basement of the first home.
Of the burned out home?
So we thought that it was maybe a different home. We had no idea. The KSHB story was not clear, but this is now clear that it was the same house.
Listen to Channel 9. Kansas City police say family members found a deceased person inside the burned Independence home connected to the investigation. Sergeant Jake Bikina, spokesman for the Kansas City Police Department, said detectives are working under the assumption the body is that of 22-year-old Oscar Sanchez Munoz. They are awaiting confirmation from the medical examiner's office. He agreed the discovery of the body after multiple searches of the home is, quote, unusual. But police say the basement was inaccessible for a period of time, full of water and extremely congested with items and furniture.
Which would make sense that it was full of water and other fire repellents.
Because the firefighters.
Yeah, extinguishers.
Okay, but.
Because they had to put that fire out, and it took them hours to put that fire out.
Help me with the timeline here.
Okay.
Oh, my God. The shooting happened on what date?
It was the evening of June 16th as fans were driving into World Cup.
And one of those shot was an Uber driver. Yep. One of those shot was killed. Homicidal maniac then goes on the run. What was the date of he goes to his brother's house and goes Joe Walsh?
They followed him to the brother's house that evening. That Operation 100 lasted into the late hours of the morning.
Into June 17th.
That's correct.
Okay.
At some point in the early morning hours, the house was set on fire. It's not clear if he set it on fire. It was ablaze.
I just want to be clear.
They then took hours to put the fire out.
Mass shooting was June 16th.
Yes.
The standoff, he got away, we can't find him, fire was June 17th.
The second standoff that they thought was a standoff at the Kensington Avenue property was the following day.
Okay.
The picture, by the way, from the convenience store was from June 16th.
Right, but here's why I'm asking this, and I think our listeners, if you're following along, he committed this crime on the 16th, fires on the 17th. So are you telling me that this entire manhunt and the second Operation 100 was absolutely for naught?
Yes.
Because he was dead the entire time
in the basement,
in the original crime scene where the fire happened.
It didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me that they were seemingly telling us that he was definitely in the home, in the brother's home or his home. We're not sure. The one on Brookside Boulevard in Independence.
There's no way they thought that there was a body in the house. They never would have released that house back to family members for the family members to find a body.
According to the reporting, they were initially certain that he was in that home, right? And then he just somehow got out. How do you just somehow get out, right?
Well, I think they thought, well, maybe he set the house on fire and ran in a cloak of smoke. But Sam, look, there's been a lot of resources put toward this thing.
Yeah.
If he was dead the entire time in the initial crime scene in Independence.
In the basement, covered in water and debris and...
No, we have death-sniffing dogs that could have gone through that house, do we not?
I'm not so sure that a dog would be able to really accurately sniff out a body among so much soot and fire and I mean... The fire extinguishing stuff that firefighters use also has a potent smell.
I think like most people listening right now, there are going to be questions tomorrow, just to be clear. If in fact this is dead homicidal maniac, how they miss this in Independence, and I'm not pointing out any, you know, I don't know.
And if it's not dead homicidal maniac, there's a lot of other questions.
What I do know is that for a family to then go back in the house, and they started a GoFundMe. When was that? 3 days ago? Because they said, we didn't allow him in the house. We've lost everything. So for the family to go back into the house to know that they had lost everything, that means the police had to release that scene back to the family.
They're the ones that found him, yeah.
Which says to me there was no thorough search, because when they release the scene back to the family, family goes to the basement, dead guy in basement.
Yeah. Text line, the pictures that they released today with the bleached hair that we were talking about were photos from June 16th, which would have happened prior to the shooting.
I think the original photos police provided us were prior mugshots.
Yes.
Or prior driver's license. I don't know. This was not a good person. I'm guessing he had a mugshot because he's a homicidal mass shooter person.
And I don't know the procedures. I mean, if a house is burning down and you put the fire out and you need to go clear it, I don't know what that looks like.
It is going to be very hard. I would not want to be the city spokesperson in Independence tonight. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. Independence Fire that would have been in control of that scene?
I don't know. Those are all going to be questions we are going to be asking tomorrow.
But it looks like he is no longer on the loose, so.
Well, to your point, if they are working under the assumption this is him. If it's not, we've got an even bigger problem.
Yeah.
Because that means somebody else is a victim here.
And he probably, it was probably at his hand. Allegedly. Lord. Assuming he's not dead, we'll just go with allegedly for everything we just said.
I mean,
who knows?
I did not have this on my bingo card this afternoon.
Get the Dana and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Download, like, subscribe. Do it.
Yeah, we'll be good. I'm tired. I'm going home. We'll see you guys all back here tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.